I think quality time with your parents is essential to a boy's development. I think quality time is essential to a boy's development. And that's why, as strange as it may seem to you, I'd be sitting in my room working on my model airplanes, painting all the little engines and all the little men, getting ready to suspend them with string from the ceiling, and the door'd crack open and there'd be Daddy. He'd say, "Son, the time has come." I'd say, "Daddy, now don't tempt me." He'd say, "Think about them, big and beefy, sweating, working hard, hungry for a man like you and me, pendulous tatas, gelatinous tojas." I said, "Daddy, don't tell me." He said, "Yes, it's time we went looking for some ugly mama." I said, "Where are we going, Daddy? We done been everywhere." He said, "We ain't been to the dry cleaning shop. There's a couple of heifers work in there. One's a buffarilla, the other one's a hippopotamus. They work in that sweatshop all day long, cleaning people's pants and pressing their suits. It's 100 degrees in there. That little carousel goes spinning around. They never take any time off. They just sit there eating crumb cake for lunch all day long. Belly's hanging down." I said, "Stop it, Daddy. Stop it. You'll have me so tan, hon, I won't be able to get out of the truck." Well, we walked through the door there. Daddy said, "I lost my ticket, but I dropped the stuff off in the name of Sokolowski." And the women start spinning that carousel. "Sokolowski, we don't see anything in the S's." While they're looking through it, Daddy locked the door and put the closed sign on. He said, "Well, maybe I can identify it. So see a soccer suit." We both slipped behind the counter. Now we got all the clothing spinning around. Daddy said, "You know something, miss? I don't care if we ever find my clothing. Just coming in here has been worth it. My God, you two women are the picture of loveliness. Ain't that right, son?" I said, "Yes, ma'am. You both are very beautiful. And I know this is crazy, but could we steal a kiss?" Well, these women thought they died gone to heaven. Here two men come in, complimenting them on their loveliness. Don't care if the clothing's missing. Sure enough, they said, "Sure, you'd be more than welcome to steal a kiss." Daddy said, "Don't worry, I locked the door and put the clothes sign on." Next thing you know, we're smooching to both of them. Well, smooching led to gamma hooching. Next thing you know, we got both of them up on the counter. Daddy's pouring a cold to one of them. I'm giving the other one what for. I tell you what, slap, 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 and the doodads fill the shop. As I started to achieve Shangri-La, I saw Daddy was. We were high-fiving. All set for both. The women said, "Oh, my God, we don't have any protection." So at the last second, me and Daddy spun around and speckled the clothes. It was great because the machine was still running. And all the clothing was going by, and each clothing hit us as it went by. Quack, 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 quack. Oh, it was great. Then Daddy said, "Oh, my God, I forgot. Mama said she was going to give me a snarling when I get home. I got the evidence all over me here." He said, "I know what. The pants press." And the lady said, "Wait a minute now. That thing is pretty hot." Daddy said, "I got to do what I got to do." And he put the hydraulics in there, and he was like, I said, "I got a date with Becky Lou Buckholz to move over, Daddy. Let me put the hydraulics in there." There we go. Clean as a whistle. But just then, as we were up in trial, we heard the little bell on the door jiggling. Someone was trying to get in. The women rearranged themselves real quick and said, "My God, we got customers. Nice to meet both of you gentlemen." And so we headed for the door. Wouldn't you know, a guy came in there to pick his work shirt up and he paid the ladies, and as he spun around, he said, "Now, wait a minute. Didn't I distinctly say I didn't want any starch in the color?"
The doodad daddy.
Look at him.
Oh, boy.
We trace that mysterious radio message back to its broadcasting source.
The Grease Man.